This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his visit to Sweden and arrived in Norway as part of his five-nation tour. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that his visit to Sweden was marked by several important outcomes that will add new momentum to bilateral relations. He said the discussions were highly productive, from elevating bilateral ties to a strategic partnership, launching of Joint Innovation Partnership 2.0, and the India-Sweden Technology and Artificial Intelligence Corridor. The talks also set a goal of doubling bilateral trade in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi thanked the people of Sweden, the government of Sweden, and Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson for the warmth and friendship. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that a defining moment of the visit was the conferment of the Royal Order of the Polar Star upon the Prime Minister, Sweden's highest honour for foreign heads of government, symbolising the deepening civilizational and democratic bonds between the two nations. In Norway, Prime Minister Modi will call on the Majesty's King Harald V and Queen Sonia and hold bilateral talks with Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. He will also address the India-Norway Business and Research Summit. UN Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda met Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, on the sidelines of the 79th World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland. The Ministry of Health said Mr. Nadda reaffirmed India's commitment to advancing global health equity, highlighting key initiatives such as the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, traditional medicine, AI-driven public health innovations, and sustained efforts towards TB elimination. The minister also underscored the country's role as the pharmacy of the world. During the meeting, DGWHO appreciated India's health sector reforms and leadership in global health partnerships and expressed commitment to further strengthening collaboration with WHO on shared priorities. In Uttar Pradesh, the Yogi Adityanath cabinet today approved the constitution of an OBC commission. The commission's recommendations are a Supreme Court prerequisite for implementing backward class quotas in panchayat elections. The cabinet under the leadership of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today also cleared metro expansions in Agra and Lucknow, a 2,799 crore rupees power grid upgrade in Mirzapur and 855 crore rupees hospital complex at RML. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched the website of Bharat Vyapar Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal has said that India is progressing rapidly despite global challenges and uncertainties. He emphasized that the enthusiasm to move forward should never diminish and everyone must continue working tirelessly.
India-made products and services should expand even more rapidly across the world. We should not be satisfied merely because we are the world's fastest-growing economy. We must never become complacent and should always think about bigger leaps forward. We need to continuously reflect on what more can be done, keep working tirelessly, and keep bringing new ideas and innovations forward.
Congress leader V.D. Satheesan was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Kerala today at a grand ceremony held at the Central Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram this morning. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Satheesan. A 21-member cabinet took office alongside the Chief Minister. 16 members in the new ministry are becoming ministers for the first time. Immediately following the swearing-in ceremony, the newly formed government convened its first official cabinet meeting today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reached Hanoi, Vietnam this afternoon on a two-nation visit to Vietnam and South Korea. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said the focus will be on deepening strategic military cooperation, strengthening defence industrial partnerships, boosting maritime collaboration, and promoting peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. India Meteorological Department IMD forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over plains of northwest India and central India for several days during the week. In Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail till Saturday. The weather agency has predicted gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over many parts of northwest parts of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.